Chapter 7, The Day of Arafat, Throwing Pebbles at Muzdalifah, the Eid al-Adha. Grandmother woke the children early the next morning by whistling bird calls outside of their living room tent. "We're off to the mountain," exclaimed Grandmother. The family would be spending the day at a local state park with a few beautiful tall hills where they could pretend to be out on the plain of Arafat. "Would you like to hear what your grandfather and I said on the morning we woke up on the day of Arafat during Hajj?"
"We want to hear it, Grandmother," replied the children.
"O God, make this the best journey I have ever taken, the one that brings me closest to what is pleasing to you. O God, to you do I set out this morning. In you do I place my hope. Upon you do I depend." Yahya and Fatima excitedly climbed up a hill with their grandfather's photo album in hand. They found a rock to sit on in the shade of a tree and opened the large volume to the next section. There was a photograph of grandmother and grandfather peacefully sitting on a small mountain. White tents could be seen stretching out forever in the background. Yahya began reading the special message from his beloved grandfather. It felt almost as though his grandfather was sitting right beside him. "Dear children, today is the day of Arafat. Pilgrims come from the world over to stand together all day long on the great plain of Arafat to worship at one time, asking for forgiveness and closeness to God. Everyone is chanting the Talbiyah, but also asking God to give them what they need. People are crying to God alone. For God, nothing is too great." A hadith related by Ibn Abbas says, "I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making supplications, standing on Arafat with his hand on his heart, like a poor man asking for food." Imam al-Ghazali shares with us many du'as that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make at Arafat. Here are a few short verses I wanted you to hear. Shut your eyes and pretend you are here with your grandparents. "O God, put light in my heart, light in my hearing, light in my vision, and light in my tongue. My God, you are you, and I am I. And even as I do wrong again and again, you forgive again and again. Our God, you have blessed us so continually that our souls have found peace in the constant flow of your blessings. If we pray to you, you listen. If we call you, you hear. If we turn in your direction, you draw near. And if we turn away from you, you call us back. I am sure you understand a lot from these prayers, but you can ask your grandmother to help explain them as well. As you imagine yourself at last standing on the Day of Judgment, let your heart keep asking humbly that you may be with those who win the race. Imam al-Ghazali tells us, "Be certain that your hope will be fulfilled, for that is a noble place to stand. So, know that you can count on God always by being your pure, good selves. So know that you can count on God always by being your pure, good selves. When evening comes, everyone will walk from this plain of Arafat to collect pebbles at a place called Muzdalifah, which is on the way back to our campsite at Mina. Tomorrow, we get to throw some of these pebbles at the largest of the three pillars, which represent Shaitan and his whisperings. This is to help us recall Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's trust in God. When you read this, why don't you get some pebbles too? Ready? Throw! The stoning of the pillars at Mina is another special opportunity to practice true surrender. Imagine yourself wearing your third golden key of trusting God around your neck while doing this. This is because, although we can't understand the very deep reasons behind throwing pebbles, we simply trust and obey. It touches some place deep within our beings. Remember how God stopped the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam from sacrificing Ismail alayhi salam and put a lamb in his place to be sacrificed instead? This is celebrated on the Eid al-Adha. We practice generosity, which helps purify us from greed by buying a lamb of good quality to be sacrificed and donated to the needy. The Quran says, "Their meat will not reach God, nor will their blood, but what reaches Him is piety from you." Part 22, verse 37. Can you imagine if instead we decided to be stingy, keeping everything for ourselves? Do you remember a time when you did not want to share with others? What kind of thoughts were you thinking? Generosity never hurts. Love, grandfather.